What a joy it is to get together with God's people and preach and teach God's Word. Here's a session from Galatians, the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4. Tony Broom Ministries presents the following teaching session entitled, Children of Promise. It's exciting to be able to look at God's Word today. We have some scripture that is absolutely fantastic from Galatians, the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4. And this is entitled, Children of Promise. As believers, we are children of promise. Christ freed believers from sin and enabled them to receive His promise. Our golden text is Galatians 3:29. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to His promise. Believers, we have been freed from sin because when we were in sin, we were not able to receive the promises of God. The promise of God, the only one we could receive was because of eternal life. We can receive eternal life as a sinner, you had to be saved, but the only promise that was made is eternal life. And all the promises of God are awaiting you, but you have to be saved to get in on the good promises of God. And so to be able to receive His promise, we have to be saved. Christ has redeemed us, and He has made us. He has given Himself for us that we could be saved. And because He has given Himself for us, and because we have His faith applied in our heart in the salvation, we can receive all of the promises of God. Our text is Galatians 3:29, as I have said. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to His promise. Because we belong to the Lord, we are children of Abraham by faith. And Jesus lives in our heart. We are children of promise. We can receive the goodness of God. We can receive the promises of God. And we are freed and adopted by faith. The law is talked about in the latter part of Galatians chapter 3. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So before faith came, before we had faith, before we experienced faith, we were all under the law. We were made in the image of God, but we were not saved. We were not in a position to get in on the promises of God because we were still bound under that old system. We're bound under that old law. And we didn't have any way to make it because the law was keeping us in bondage. We were shut up unto the faith that should be revealed. But now that we are children of God, we were no longer have to have a schoolmaster. The law was like a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. We don't have to have a schoolmaster to tell us everything to do. You got to do this and got to do that, and you can do this and can't do that, because Christ has brought us to Himself. He has brought us from out under the law, and now we are children of God. We're children of faith. We're children of Abraham by faith. For ye all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we have the power to live the Christian life. We are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And thank God we can have the promises of God because we belong to Him. We are identified with Him by baptism. We know Him as our Lord and Savior. And because we belong to Christ, there is nothing that will keep us from the promises of God. The promises of God are given to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we have the promises of God that tell us that we have been baptized with Christ, we have been identified with Christ, and where it says you have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, and that's Gentile. There is neither male nor female. There's neither bond nor free. And what that is saying is not meaning that there is no gender. And some people have interpreted that to say that there is no gender, that you don't have to worry about men and women anymore, and that everybody's a unisex. And that's not what it's talking about at all. When it says that there is neither Jew nor Greek, well, certainly there's still people who have race, they have different color, they have different kind, and there are Jews, there are Gentiles. There are people who are still bond and free, but what it's talking about, it doesn't matter. That's a good way to put it. It doesn't matter whether you're Jew or whether you're Gentile, whether you're bond or free, whether you're male or female. God has made us male and female. That's what the scripture says in the beginning. God made us male and he made us female. He made us all in the image of God. And that's what he does. He makes us and puts us in his image after his likeness. And that's what he gives us as people who are children of God. There's no male, no female. It doesn't matter all about that. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We have received the promise of God, and we are children of God by faith. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. As long as you are a child, even though you're an heir, you have everything, it all belongs to you. But as long as you are a child, you are nothing different from a servant. And you're still being told what to do. You're like a child. You're like a servant. You're nothing different from a servant, even though he is Lord of all. But he's under tutors and under governors until the time appointed of the Father. We have to be told what to do. We have to be told everything. Everybody will tell us what to do and all that. But that's the way it is when we were deprived of our position. We didn't understand who we are in Jesus Christ. And we're flopping and slopping around in the world and still being in bondage to things. And God says, as long as we're children, now we come to Jesus as a little child, but he does not want us to stay in babyhood. He wants us to grow up in him. And as long as you're a child, you're like a servant. You don't realize who you are in Christ. You don't realize your potential. You don't realize that you're heir of all things because he's heir of all things. He is heir, and we are joint heirs with God through Christ. Even so we, so he tells us about it, when we were children, we're in bondage under the elements of the world. That's the way we were. We cared about the things of the world. We were in bondage under the things of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. When the time was just right, and it seemed like the world was in such bad shape that it couldn't make it anymore, God sent forth his Son. And that reminds me of what's going to happen now. It seemed like the things were in just such bad shape. We've never seen it like this before. We've never seen the economy. We've never seen the businesses. We've never seen churches. We've never seen things in disarray like it is now. But just when you think you can't make it anymore, God will send forth his Son, and he will come back. He came the first time to save us. He'll come back to take us home to be with him. He came under the law to redeem those who were under the law. He came made of a woman. That's his humanity. And he came under the law. He was under the law like everybody else. But he came to fulfill the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of children, sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are adopted into the family of God. We are put into the family of God. Because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. When Jesus comes into our heart, and the Holy Ghost comes into our life, And when does that happen? Well, we're not filled with the Spirit necessarily, but at conversion, when we're born again, God sends the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, and He cries, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father, and we have a worship of God. It's because you're sons and daughters of the Most High God. He sends the Spirit of God into your hearts, and you cannot help but worship Him and cry out to Him, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Christ came to deliver us, and He came to help us. And thank God we can be a part of the family of God, and we can worship God not as servants. And thank God we serve Him, but we are more than servants. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank God we belong to Him, and He belongs to us. It's like He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He lets me know that I'm His very own. You are no more a servant. No more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So we do not have to return to bondage. In verse 8 of chapter 4, howbeit, when you think about this then, when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. We used to serve things and gods, these little g gods, as false gods. When we did not know God, we did service to that which was no God. But now, after ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? How can you turn to these weak and pitiful things that kept you in bondage for so long? He said you observe days and months and times and years. You go by all these dates. You go by all these festivals. You go by all these things that are man-made and belong to the world, the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. He said you observe these things that don't mean anything. The world, horoscopes, and all these things of the world. Days, months, times, and years. He said, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. I don't want to run in vain. I want to make a difference. I want to do something that'll make a difference. And I want to labor. I want to have fruit. You know, you don't mind a little hard work if you're going to get a little money at the end of the week. You don't mind a hard work in the field if you're going to get a good crop. And he says, I don't mind laboring, but I don't want to labor in vain. I don't want you to return again to bondage. And then he talks about free by God's promises. We are free to serve God, and we do not have to live in bondage. He says, tell me now, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? He said, you want to be under the law? You want to be meticulous and legalistic, talk about the law? He said, let's talk about the law a little bit. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. So you got these two sons that Abraham had, and we know them as Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael's the firstborn. He was born of the bondwoman, and Isaac was a son of the free woman, of Sarah. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. So there's a difference between he who was born after the flesh, Ishmael. When Sarah and Abraham, they couldn't have children, got tired of waiting on God, so they took Hagar, the Egyptian maid, and he had a child by her, and Ishmael, and they've had trouble over there all ever since then. And it's been going on for ages, and it'll continue to go on until Jesus comes again to the earth and straightens everything out and redeems his people. So he who was born after the flesh was of the bondwoman. He was of the free woman, is by promise, which things are an allegory. It's like an illustration, these two things against each other. For these are the two covenants. You have the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which engenders to bondage, which is Hagar. This Mount Sinai, where God smoked on the mountain, he talked to Moses and gave the law, and the mountain quaked and shaked and all these things, and Israelites heard the voice of God, and the old covenant came from that, and that corresponds to Hagar. This Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. And right now the Jerusalem right over there in the Holy Land, is in bondage under Gentile rule and under the bondage with her children, even though it's the capital of Israel, even though it's the capital of the center of the kingdom, it's in bondage right now with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. This is the new Jerusalem. That's the city that will be coming down from God out of heaven. That's the city where the streets of gold and the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. That's where Jesus is. That's where our loved ones are. And we'll meet them all in the air one of these days. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. How can the desolate hath more children than someone who's married? Well, he's talking about spiritual children. We are all children of God, and we're children of Abraham by faith. And it's not just Israel anymore. It's not just Jerusalem anymore. It's all throughout the world and all throughout the earth. And God is sitting on that throne today, and he's not confused, and he's not just biting his fingernails and wondering what's going to happen. He's sitting up there receiving the praises of his people right now today. And he wants us to worship him and to praise him. And that's what it's all about. He says, cry, break forth, rejoice, and travail. Those who are rejoicing, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. We are the children of promise. We had no way to get in, but because of Jesus Christ, he led us in to the grace of God. As then he who was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Ishmael made fun of Isaac. He mocked him. And that's the way it is when those who are spiritual. We are belonging to Christ. We're children of faith. We are mighty through God, and we have weapons of spiritual warfare, and we can do great things in God. But he who is in the world, those who are after the flesh, you can see it on the media, you can see it on the news, you can see it all about us. They persecute those who are after the spirit. There's a difference. It's a whole different world between those who are in the flesh and those who are in the spirit. Nevertheless, what says the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So Sarah said, Abraham, he's got to go. Abraham hated to do it. He hated to cast him out. Hagar was his legal wife then, and Ishmael was his son. He hated to do it. He hated to cast him out, but he had to go. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Ishmael, brothers and sisters, he represents the flesh. Ishmael has to go. He's got to go. Ishmael has to go. There's no way that Ishmael can remain in the house. You cannot have Isaac and Ishmael in the same house. He's got to go. Because we're talking about sanctification. Isaac is in the house. You're a children of promise. You're a child of God. You're a son or daughter of God. You belong to the Lord. You want to love the Lord. You want to serve the Lord. You want to do what's right. You want to do what's good. But you got a problem. Ishmael is still in the house. Ishmael is after the flesh. He wants to drag you back down. He wants to bring you back in bondage. He wants to make you do things that you really don't want to do. And you end up doing things you don't want to do. You end up not doing things you really want to do. And it's a struggle every day of your life. You love the Lord. You want to please the Lord. You want to do what's right. But there's a struggle every day of your life that you have a struggle. And you don't have to live that way. God does not want us to live that way, but so many Christians do, because that struggle goes on back and forth between the new birth nature and the old nature that's still there. Ishmael has to be cast out of the house. You got to cast him out. It feels bad to do it. Feels like you're taking the skin off your finger. But you got to cast him out. He's got to go, because he will drag you down. He will drag you back in the flesh. He will drag you back in the bed of fornication and corruption. There's all kind of things he'll do. He'll end up contaminating your house, your spiritual house. You got to cast him out. Ishmael's got to go. He cannot continue to stay in the house. He's got to go. Ishmael and Isaac cannot remain in the same house. He's got to go. There's no other way. And God wants us to do that. How is it done? By the same faith that brought you to Jesus Christ to start with. The same faith that saved you will sanctify you. All you've got to do is say, Lord, I know this struggle's going on. Ishmael is still in the house, but I want him out of the house. And God, I cast him out in Jesus' name. He's got to go. And Ishmael has to go out of the house. You can say all kind of things. You can say, Lord, sanctify me. Lord, break the power of sin over my life. Ever how you say it. Just ask him by faith, simply by faith, to sanctify you and allow him to break the power of sin over your life. That indwelling sin that tries to take you away from God. It's Ishmael, and he's got to go. He cannot remain in the house. He's got to go out of the house. And God will help you, because you're not a child of the bondwoman anymore. You're children of the free woman. We are children of Abraham by faith. And most of all, we're children of God by Jesus Christ. And God wants us to be free. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to be sanctified. We're children of promise. He wants us to receive it by faith. And he wants you to live a victorious Christian life. You can live a victorious Christian life even if you have to stay at home, even if you have to be hindered in what you can do. You can still live a victorious Christian life. And God wants us to be that way. He wants Ishmael to be cast out of the house. You've got to cast him out. You cannot let him stay. And you say, well, I'll just put him in a little bedroom. No, you can't do that, because if you do, he will continue to cause you problems. He will be like a rat-infested house. Your whole house will be taken over by Ishmael. You got to do away with him. You got to cast him out of the house. You cannot let him stay there any longer, because if you do, he will cause you problems. You'll be saved, and you love Jesus, but he'll cause you problems all your Christian life, because he cannot have part of the inheritance. Ishmael cannot have part of the inheritance. He's got to be cast out. There's no other way about it. And God wants you to be free. He wants you to be set free from all these things that are going on. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to have this word. And I pray that you would use it. Bless it, Lord, to our hearts. Help us to be strong in the faith and the power of your might. Know that we're children of promise by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to a teaching session from Galatians chapters 3 and 4 entitled Children of Promise. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.